Good afternoon. Another beautiful summer day in progress across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine. A south wind will bring in more humidity through the afternoon, and that will lead to some clouds mixing in from time to time. But the weather will stay dry as temperatures climb into the upper 80s, with some spots even touching the 90-degree mark by the end of the day. A cold front currently out in the upper Midwest will sweep through the Great Lakes today and ride into our region late tonight. Clouds will begin to increase, although I think it will remain dry through the evening hours, with a few showers and thunderstorms developing late tonight after midnight and toward tomorrow morning. It'll be more muggy tonight, with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. With that front close by tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Then we'll go back to more sunshine from west to east late in the morning and into the afternoon. Still, with some energy moving through, we run the risk of a couple of pop-up thunderstorms in the afternoon, especially in New England, with highs reaching into the middle 80s. Behind this front, the humidity comes back down for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, and with mostly sunny skies, it'll be pleasant with highs in the lower 80s. More comfortable air on Monday with more sunshine, highs in the lower 80s again. The humidity starts to build back in on Tuesday with a big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere taking over. Highs will push back through the middle and upper 80s. And hot and humid on Wednesday, leading to a couple of showers and thunderstorms with highs near 90. We'll go back to more comfortable weather as we get through the latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Earl, now located about 175 miles east-southeast of Veracruz, Mexico, and moving to the west-northwest at 12 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest and a decrease in forward speed are expected later today. On the forecast track, the center of Earl will be moving near the coast along the extreme southern Bay of Campeche today and tonight, then moving into the southeastern mainland of Mexico tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is likely today or tonight, with weakening expected tomorrow when Earl moves into mainland Mexico. Earl's expected to produce rainfall totals of 8 to 12 inches over portions of the Mexican states of Chiapas, Oaxaca, Puebla, Tabasco, and Veracruz through tomorrow morning, with possible isolated amounts of up to 18 inches of rain. These rains could result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Big Piney and Boulder, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with a late-day thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and very warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible late at night in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late at night and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today, very warm with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late at night and lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and very warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, very warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late at night and lows in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, more sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny with lower humidity both Sunday and Monday in the lower 80s. Humidity comes up with sunshine in the mid to upper 80s Tuesday. Near 90 with humidity on Wednesday leading to a few showers and storms. And mostly sunny Thursday with highs back into the mid 80s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.